welcome to the show. This is Lady Lovin. I'm Lo, and I'm here with my best friends, Jilly and Greta.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, girls. Hello. And today on the show, we also have a very special male guest.
Ow, ow.
Too hot to handle.
Can anyone out there guess who's breathing heavily in the microphone right now?
It's John Cusack.
Nope, it's not John Cusack, but I'll let Greta introduce him.
It's Robert Redford.
I wish it were Robbie Red, but it's the one and only, the legendary, the unstoppable, the fire-breathing dragon of funny stuff in the world, Mr. Jonathan Solace, everybody, a.k.a. Johnny Famous, at Johnny Famous, hashtag Johnny Famous.
All that.
And Airhorn Johnny Famous.
Meow, meow, meow.
Hashtag the Legend Hunter.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one too.
I'm with three beautiful blonde legends right now. I have to say it off the bat. It's a nice way to spend a Tuesday Bastille Day afternoon.
A rainy Tuesday.
Yes.
Hanging out, Nolita. We're the four non-blondes over here.
Literally.
We are.
I feel exactly. like I'm with like the yes. privileged TLC is what I'm looking at. Who's going to be the left eye?
I don't know how I feel about that one, Johnny.
Really? I feel great.
The privileged TLC. I mean. Well,
I want to be T-Bone.
I was going to say the blessed
I'm left
TLC.
Eye. Is that TLC?
Yeah. And she's you're chili. Chili.
I've
Chili's
always
hot.
Wanted to be Chili, so I'm stoked about
that. Awesome.
Chili dated Usher for a long time.
Yeah. And Johnny can be our scummy
and
manager.
Usher's my boy.
Yeah.
Of course. Everyone knows that.
Duh.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show, Johnny. We are
Thank you guys.
So thrilled to have you. Today, we were talking about online dating, but before we get into that, let's start off with best worst week. Greta?
I am having a great week.
Tell us, Greta. Tell us everything.
You know that thing where they say it's the little things in life?
Uh-huh.
Well, it really is this week for me because one of my very good friends works at a place where they make these delicious scones, and she gives me a scone almost every day.
For free?
For free.
What a life.
Alicia?
Shh, we can't bust her.
It's Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia Keys works at a scone shop down the road and just gives them to me for free. No, but you know, this girl is just such a sweetheart and she has such a nice energy and I love her so much. And it's such a treat to like walk my dog in the morning and get a free scone. It's really been making my week great.
It sounds
lovely. You
know,
it's not monumentous, I know. It's nothing that's going to change my life except make me a little bit fatter.
It's gluten-free, motherfucker. What are you
I know,
about?
Exactly. GF for life, baby. But it's just little cherry on top of my day. It's a way to start off my day with a little sundae, you know?
I like that. I feel that.
Enjoy
Jill?
That, girl.
Jilly?
Well, nothing crazy happened to me this week. I just sort of like wrote some jokes and cried myself to sleep a few nights. That's about it.
Sounds
story of my life,
so,
girl.
It sounds like what I do every week. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there.
Johnny's new to the show, but Johnny, do you have a best worst week for us?
You know what? I'm going to go. It started off as a worst week because I really woke up.
No.
I actually had to work like four nights in a row.
So God, that work thing.
That work thing. So I was very hungover Monday morning, but I woke up and I was like, I don't feel good. So I called this thing that I follow on Instagram called the IV Doctor.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Oh, yes. I've seen this.
And I was like, I'm going to try this out. Like, why not? So I called them up, and they were like, yeah, it's, like, really a lot more expensive than I would have thought. But I was like, I don't want to be a dick, but, like, I'll, like, Instagram about it if, like, you give me,
like a rate.
A discount. And the guy was like, done. So I got it for, like, 70% off, which was great. And then a transgendered Filipino woman showed up. To my home.
To do the IV?
And basically just like sat with me on a Monday morning while I was in bed at like 8:30 and just like sat next to my bed and like talked to me about like her life and cooking and her husband. And I was like, okay. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how to call that out, but like it was beautiful.
Pardon me. Can you just give us a little bit more explanation on what the IV doctor does?
The IV doctor, basically, like, you know, if you're sick or you've been traveling or
you've been hammered and drinking and hungover.
But they really do it for lots. Like, if you've been, like, on, like, flying across, like, four different time zones, they'll come and, like, give you, like, I don't know. Like,
it's like a banana bag.
White people shit. Like, you know, it's like a bunch of, like, it's like, oh, like, I'll put, like, B12 and stuff in this and, like, do it. But it works. And it's like, I feel great. Like, I felt great instantly afterwards. So shout out to the IV doctor.
Needle in your arm, the whole deal.
Oh, the whole deal. The whole thing.
The whole drip.
I got, like, extremely paranoid when they came. Because, like, the second she started, like, putting a needle in my arm, I was like, I found this on Instagram. Like, what the fuck? what are you putting into my body right now? Like, fully freaked out, but like, I'm here today. And like, they actually texted me to be like, how are you feeling? Do you want to book another appointment? And I was like, thank you, IV doctor, whoever you are, like, you mysterious person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Charlie from Charlie's Angels. He's like, this is the IV doctor.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that one day.
And Miss Lolo, how's your week?
You know,
that's French.
That's French for best week. It's a pretty good week. My mother just turned 60 and my dad just turned 59. And they're both in excellent health. So I would say that that's a best week.
Shout out to the Bosworth.
Yes. I love a woman that goes for a younger man. So.
I know.
Shout out to Ellen Bosworth.
My mom's a year older and they totally met in history class sophomore year at Cal Poly Pomona. And she swooped that.
Shout out to Cal Poly.
Shout out. Yeah, I was about to say Cal Poly for life. That's where love happens.
You guys need an air horn in here on some of Cal Poly. Like,
I know.
We do. Yeah, so I had a pretty good week and I got to hang out with my parents and they're wonderful and I love them. If they're listening, hi guys. Love you.
Hi.
Let's get into online dating, shall we? This seems to be a topic that is just gripping our nation. So I want to talk about it.
It's everywhere.
Well,
Greta, would you to start it off?
I just got dating apps like a couple days ago.
I have been. This is Lily speaking. I've been helping Greta set up all of her dating apps, and she's very like precious about like which photo to use. And I'm
precious?
Like, listen,
I'm precious.
She's
about
precious
it.
About
like precious
it.
The movie.
Yes, no. Exactly. I have Mariah Carey as
my How do I look like the girl from Precious in every photo?
Exactly.
She's basically like, I don't know if I should put this one up. And I'm like, they're going to find you. Like, they know your name. They can look you up in any social media account. Like, it's not that private. But yeah, I've been helping Greta and she's taking baby steps.
How many apps are you on?
14.
Okay. No, I was on 2. And then one of them just like didn't work for me. I was on Happn and it just didn't. No one apparently was walking by me. Nothing was
That's
happening
not true.
For me.
I don't
on
think
Happn.
I don't think you're doing it right.
Jilly loves Happn.
I do.
I thought it was called Happnin.
No, it's Happn. H A P P N. No.
What is that?
It basically matches you with people that walk by you will show up in the app, and then you can like them, and they can like you. But all their photos show up. So if
That's
they don't creepy. Like you, you could send them like a charm, and like which is like a notification.
So that you're flirting.
Yeah. So like I'll be like charming all day long on
Happn,
whatever. But I'm also like I'm on like 8 dating apps, so it doesn't really matter.
Jilly is like not precious at all. I'm like, wow, damn, Jilly, you're liking everyone. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, here's what happens. You got to like them. Then they have to like you back. Then they maybe have to talk to you. And then after they talk to you, you have to decide to meet up. So the steps from me liking them to actually meeting up is like few and far between.
Listen, man, you got
to
slay a couple dragons before you get to the princess. That's always been my motto. What? Am I on any dating apps?
Yes.
Tell us your dating history.
I'm on them more just because like I have them, but I don't use them. Like if you want me to be very boy, I'm like a very cute girl show. Like sometimes like in the morning, like when I'm like using the men's room, like I'll look at the app while I'm just sitting there, but like never really pursue it. But the new one that shout out to the homie Mike McGinnis, his new this is Raya. Where Greta and I actually matched last night.
Raya? Oh,
no. Raya is filled with GQ models. I feel like I can't connect.
It's just funny because like, first of all, like as like a DJ, like I found a lot of great music on Raya so far. So I've been using it for that as well.
For those of you that don't know, Raya, you upload like at least 8 photos and then you can upload a song. So it's basically like a soundtrack to your life and people can get to know you more before they click yes.
Listen, it's very like, I don't know, a good friend of mine in LA started it, not to like, you know, whatever, but I like basically when they started it, it just came out. So he was like, everyone needs to download it so we can get people on there. So I was like, all right, like, fuck it, I'll do it. And it was just funny because, like, at first, like, it would be, like, 9 girls. And it'd be like, there's no more people in this community.
It still is like that, dude.
I don't know because now, like, whenever I go on it, I'm like, Jesus, how many people have signed up to this? And literally this came out in, like, the end of April. And it's fucking July. And it's, like, packed. And it's just all people that I know. So it's, like, super fun.
It's sort of interesting because I feel like since Tinder started and there's, like, unlimited swipes. So everyone thinks that, like, every dating app should be, like, unlimited, like, people. And there's more people and people and people. And it's constant, but it's like
okay, honestly, My song on Raya, I will say, is Migos Fight Night.
I actually thought about that when I saw that. I was like, I'm gonna knock the pussy out like Fight Night.
Yeah,
and like,
honestly, that's, yeah. It's like hit it with a left, yeah. Hit it with a right. Yeah, it's very aggressive, but also very my personality. Yeah. I think it's very true. Representative of me. So if you're not down with me and that song, then you're literally not down with me at all.
I'll say Raya, actually, of all the ones I've seen, allows you to show the most side of your personalities. You can like put a song, as many photos, you have like 20 seconds to build like a little video, a montage of yourself.
Right.
So you're having a great time, like eating chicken, like, you know, it's good stuff.
Happen now allows you to upload a playlist from Spotify.
Oh, geez.
So everyone's expanding into the musical territory.
Everyone's like, I guess you should connect via music, which is...
Well, I used to have an idea.
I like that, actually. I think that's pretty fun.
I've clicked girls just because I like their song before, being like,
totally.
It's a good choice.
Honestly, if some dude has, like, Bon Iver on his, like, on his montage, which happens, for me, it's an automatic no.
Yeah.
It's an automatic no.
My thing is, like, John Mayer song would be automatic no.
The Remedy, like, even if you're trying to be funny, by Jason Mraz, it's not.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Mine was Tequila. You gotta be a little, like, edgy. Mine is, like, super emo, but, like, kind of cool.
Okay, so everyone here is on dating apps.
Yes. And Lo.
I was.
You were.
I was the queen of Tinder when Tinder first came out.
Did you ever hook up off Tinder? You can be honest.
Heck yes, I did.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I met some hot-ass dudes on Tinder.
You did meet some hotties off Tinder.
I don't know how I got lucky, but, like, I got pretty lucky on Tinder. And I read on Tinder that now you can have a verified profile on Tinder. So if you're, like, a musician or an actor or whatever and you're on Tinder, they'll give you a verified profile.
You get the blue check next to your name. You have more
likes. That's really funny.
Also, that's so creepy because I just think that opens the door for stalking on a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
That's just my personal opinion.
I agree.
Also, Tinder, I felt like a lot of the girls, like, personally, like, not to be the, I just felt like the level of girl was, like, not that it wasn't, like, no, excuse me, it's not that it wasn't, yeah, like, Johnny, attractive girls, but it was just, like, they seemed, like kind of trashy, which maybe I'm being an asshole. And then anytime you, like, saw a hot girl, you would be, like, oh, okay, cool, swipe left. You'd be, like, you've matched. And then I'd be, like, oh, rad. And they'd be, like, hey, baby, like, I'll come over, like, half an hour is this, an hour is this. And I was, like, oh, it's, like, another prostitute. Like, thanks. Like, great.
Right. That's
I thought
crazy.
It was love. Like, see, I thought it was love.
I'm actually on Tinder just because I feel like it's, like, not real enough.
It isn't.
Right now.
It's real. But it was the first
it came out.
All of these barriers, and it has made it socially acceptable for every living human on the earth to be on dating apps. Even 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was so shameful to online date.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all on dating apps. Does anyone, like, what do you guys look for when you match with someone? Like, that you'll actually go out with them. Like, what is the next
step? That's all that it is.
Like, what do I look for? I want you to have a nice face, and I want you to, like, show me that you have some kind of a sense of humor.
But, like, conversation, do you, like, have, like, a long conversation and then make a plan to go out? Or
honestly,
is it, like, a short...
I find that it's hard. So, okay, when I've been messaged from a dating app, it's always some guy that's, like... Either they're like Australian or they're like something, and they're like, good day, how was your weekend?
That's also funny. Like, who opens up? Like,
yeah, your opener is so much of it. And I just, if you're just gonna say like, hey, then I'm like, hey, and then it's like, what's up? Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. You tell me. You started this.
But, like, is it also corny to, like, write, like, a whole... Like, if, like, some guy was like, hey, like, I found out that, like, if, like, the first people that match on this get married, like, or something corny, and they were like, you'd be like, what? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think it's more like, hey, how are you? And then you're like, good. And then it's like, okay, want to grab a drink sometime? And you're like, yes or no? Like, I don't want to have a whole detailed conversation.
Oh, you just set it off. You're like Jada Pinkett. You're just going in. Like that.
My thing is, like, I don't know what all people do. They're like, oh, like, you ready for the weekend? It's like, I don't want to fucking talk to you about this. Like, what?
Like, Jillian's just... like, yep, I got clean undies and a good spirit and I'm ready, like, to go.
It's like, what kind of thing is that? Like, I get that all the time. Or like, how's your Tuesday? It's like the same as yours probably, but like, come on, let's just, like, I don't know.
No, it's like at a wedding crash. It's like, are we just gonna get hopped up enough to, like,
no,
make some
I don't
bad
mean,
decisions?
Like, but,
like, let's cut the shit. Like, you want to, like, make
just
out?
Because
like,
I want to meet them for a drink doesn't mean I want to sleep with them. It's just more like, I don't want to, like, text chat, you know, like, because you have to see someone in person to see if you actually like them.
Jillian and I last night were on my dating app and there was this boy on it that was pretty cute. And I was talking with Jilly, like, what should I say to this guy? Blah, blah, blah. And I ended up just saying, hey, you're cute. What's up? But like,
Did he respond?
No, he didn't respond because he's probably like, this girl's crazy and she's going to send me a link to her like webcam.
Yeah, but I guess that sounds better like in your mind.
I know.
And when you say in front of your friends.
Can I ask you girls a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that like as girls, it's important? Like if a guy's just like, do you want to get a drink? He's just like, oh, he just like wants to hook up. Like do you have to plan like a real date to be like, we're going to go to the theater and like that kind of shit, right? That's what I'm saying.
I don't think a drink means you want to just hook up.
No. And honestly, every human I've ever met off of a dating thing, it starts at a drink. It starts super casual because nobody knows what they're getting into. If somebody asked me for a full like meal say no. I'd be like, are you planning to also throw me in the back of your trunk later? Like,
exactly. I just feel like it's
I need to tell my mom I'm going on this date?
I don't really like to use silverware to like after I've met someone in person. You know, like I need to use silverware. Like to eat dinner.
You guys. Oh my God. Another banger statement by Jilly Hendrix, everybody.
I'm just saying, like, I don't go silverware till the second day.
Okay, so you have a rule. Whatever we do on this date, fine. There will be no silverware until it's date number two, buddy.
I'll grab your genitals, but I will not touch a fork until we've gone out at least twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, with a drink, you're committing to like 45 to an hour. With dinner, you're committing to like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, that's
2 hours.
That 15 minutes is a real like extra whole
Listen,
thing.
For me it is. I'm a busy girl.
It just feels like a way, way bigger commitment if you have to like eat with somebody.
I also think eating in like some weird way is kind of intimate, like having someone like watch you eat stuff, you know?
Having someone watch you use silverware.
Exactly.
Also, I feel like now, like, as the dating apps get more, like, you know, originally it was like, you know, like Match.com, where it's like, meet New York. And then it's like, da-da-da-da. And now it's really like, white girls with blonde hair that, like, I've hooked up with a black guy. Like, you're like, oh, we've all done that. So, like, your community gets, like, this big.
Yeah.
So I get super paranoid because I have, like, my own weird anxieties. But I'm like, oh, like, if I match with some girl, and a lot of times what happens, they'll be like, oh, like, you know my friend Greta. And I'll be like, oh, shit, well, there goes saying anything to this person. Because, like, they're just going to be like, oh, I match with your friend Johnny. Like, he seems like a fucking creep. And you're like, well, and like, so now I just feel like it's even more nerve-wracking because it's like virtually meeting friends of yours that are like friends of your friends. So it's like everyone you would ever match with, they know someone you know.
Right.
So like if you fuck up, they're like, oh yeah, that dude's a real idiot. And you're like, someone's just gonna find out that like you are like being a weirdo on a dating app.
It's true. It's such a small community now. It's very, very bizarre. Like you guys are on this Raya thing and you essentially know every single person.
Oh, everyone on that. I'm like, oh, if I don't know you, someone I've seen you know you because it's also linked to their Instagram. And I'm like, I know you by your Instagram name.
Well, like, it's all done off your Instagram.
I sort of like that because I feel like safer. I'm like, this person's like a real human. You know what I mean?
You know, that's true.
Like,
that's
I like having a connection.
That's the way that I felt on Hinge is that like it was all Facebook friends of friends. So I could kind of get a sense of who the human was. Because on Tinder, it's so anonymous. It feels really creepy. And as these communities get smaller and smaller, it feels safer and safer. But I guess then kind of like, what is the point of doing this dating shit? Shouldn't you just ask your friends to set you up with people then at that point?
Well, actually, the one that I, when I was in California, I actually was meeting with these dudes just like randomly, but these guys had started this one, I think it was in Switzerland, where I think it was called like Hang or We Hang or something, which was actually really cool. We're like,
Hang with me.
Something like that. But it's like, you know, like the three of you and like two other babes who are all like super
Grouper?
Cute. It's not like the most unique one, but like, yeah, it's like you like take five girls, you basically show like your starting lineup in the NBA. Then like the guys show their starting lineup and it's like, oh, like everyone like kind of looks or like, well, those guys are cute. And we're like, these girls are cute. And you're like, okay, cool. Let's all hang out as a group.
And then they film it and call it the real world.
This is true. Yeah. You know, so this is a limit date with adults.
No, I've always found, I have a bunch of friends in LA actually that have gone on like grouper dates, which is like two people match and then those two people need to bring two other friends. So like then you go on this kind of weird like triple date. But at the end of the day, what I find awkward about that is the two people that you're bringing also know that like, what if like Johnny and I were matched and he brings two friends, and I bring you two, and you guys know that I'm supposed to be the one liking Johnny, but then one of you starts liking Johnny, and then I start liking one of Johnny's friends, and then Johnny starts liking me, and then, you know what I mean? Right.
Then you get the app Orgy, which is a new one.
I don't want, like, people watching me on a date.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Not.
Like, I just want to do it by myself because I'm not that great at it, so my friends would be all like, why'd you say that? Like, blah, 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 and I just feel like I'd be like,
You know, the etiquette with this stuff, like, really is kind of questionable, like, for these grouper things, and because the communities are so small now, I feel like a lot of people match with all the same people. Like, Jilly and Greta probably have, like, seven of the same matches, and what is the right thing to do there? Like, do you guys both go for the same guy? Does somebody get to, like, call him? What's the deal? Oh.
My roommate and I have this thing where, like, on Raya or whatever the fuck it's called, I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, is it Raya or Raya? I don't know.
I think it's
Raya. It's R-A-Y-A. For everyone listening. But my roommate and I match with the same guys all the time on that app. But, like, I guess it's whoever has a better conversation. I'm not trying to hang out with some guy that's, like, interested in, like, her, and she doesn't want to hang out with some guy that's interested in me.
Right. My friend and my other girlfriend and I, who is also on this app, we literally have matched with the same dudes, and she and I, like, I love how I'm like, and she and I look so similar, both blonde, like all of us sitting here. But then we, like, opened up our conversations with these people, and it's the same conversation.
Oh, yeah. My brother and I, well, my only, like, really exciting Raya story is I matched with an actress that I thought was, like, a mega babe, and I got, like, super stoked, and I was, like, at my house in Santa Monica, and I was, like, walking around. I was like, check it out. Like, get off my dick world. Like, look at this. We matched. Bang.
It.
Da-da-da. Like, Bronx the best. We did it. You know, DJ Khaled, everything. And then, like, my brother was coming over, and, like, he walked in. He, like, came in hot. Like, the door flew open, and I was like, check it out. He was like, check it out. We both were like, fuck.
Like, so no, what did you do?
Same girl.
What did you do? Who went out with her?
Like, you know what I mean? I'm the younger brother. I had to bow out. I was like, this one's you, dog.
Baby
go
bro
for
had
it.
To tap out.
Wow.
Go for it.
Did he actually go out with her?
No, but he did go out with a really, really interesting looking chick who had, like, a leg tattoo of a dragon who rode a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I
what?
Was like, hell
that's
yeah.
like up. That's like in your brother's, like,
yeah.
up his alley, though. He's into those
rocker, like, rocker
chicks.
Metal.
He's really
chicks.
Into dragons.
Yeah. Shout out to EB.
That's amazing.
I love you. Hi, EB.
Yeah.
I love you.
I want DJ Khaled to get on Raya.
I saw the singer from the Counting Crows.
Oh,
I think that you're not allowed to say that.
Why?
Why not?
He fucked with him.
What do you mean?
A friend of mine, which is mean, a girl that I know matched with him, and I was with a very funny friend of mine named the Fat Jew in Los Angeles, and she was like, oh, like, look who this is. And I was like, well, you should just, like, click yes and see what happens. She clicked yes, a very attractive friend of mine, and she clicked yes, and they matched. And I was like, you gotta let us just, like, write the messages to him. And she was like, yeah, okay. So we did for, like, 3 days, and it got – I can't, like, air it out because, like, I don't want to be mean, but it was really funny.
Did it get heated?
Did you lead him on? That's so mean.
We were just, like, trying to – we basically were like, we'll do whatever you want, but, like, you got to do X, Y, and Z. But it was, like, weird shit. He was like, I'm down.
Oh, my God. Of course he is. He has dreads.
I've heard those dreads are fake. Like, I've heard it's a wig.
No,
I've heard it's a wig.
He sat in front of me at the Super Bowl once a couple years ago, and homeboy's little – head, that's real.
No, he used to date Emmy Rossum, and Emmy Rossum was a friend of, like, one of my friends, and she told me that those dreads are not real.
That's dope for his commitment to fake dreads.
Fake dreads and dating Emmy Rossum. Shout out to Adam. What's his name? Adam Durrett.
Adam Durrett. Yes.
It's gonna be a long December, baby.
Do you think he's listening right now? Do you think he's a fan of Lady Lovin' and just has, like, listened to the first three episodes, and now he's just listened to Online Dating, and all of a sudden we're shouting you out?
I know, exactly. But honestly,
I can't knock
Colorblind, baby. All that I gotta say is I've wanted to fuck to that song for a long time, and I still never have.
Listen, that's one of those life goals you can achieve.
Do you have, like, songs that you're like, oh, like, do you have, like, a list of them? And, like, next time you have sex, you're like, oh, I need to play this one so I get it off the roster. And then you move on to the new,
like, a sex list of playlist? Songs.
Yeah.
Well, but, like, I had a boyfriend,
like, one song.
I had a boyfriend in high school who, like, really, yeah. This is a really so scummy. I had a boyfriend in high school who really, you know that song by Telepop Music that was like, just pretending.
Yeah. That's mad erotica.
Yeah, I don't know if they have that in Orange County.
Telepop Music?
It's yeah, like I'm not familiar.
Yeah, Lo, you trust Lo me. And you guys I don't know the song. That. You know the song. Like, I promise you.
I'll play it for you guys. But he used to want to have sex to that song all the time. And I have, right behind us, I have a neon sign that my mom got me for my 13th birthday that says my name in hot pink, and he would want me to plug it in and have sex to Telepop Music.
Why didn't you marry this guy? Room. Why aren't you married? He sounds amazing.
Did he wear a wig?
His last name is Wiener.
Yes.
Girl, it's 2015. You do not got to change your last name.
Tell him, girl. Tell him. Do you guys think it's weird if people play music when they have sex? No. I always find it kind of weird.
I find that I get too, like, consumed in the beat.
My thing is, like, if it's too specific, I'm like, you really thought about it, and then I get creeped out. But if it's just, like, music.
I've never put on music. I had a traumatic
experience.
Don't worry, Greta.
All the weird shit is unfortunately happening.
Yeah. I, like, had on a New Year's Eve, I actually, well, listen, you know what? I'm an experimental guy. I had taken a thing called a mushroom, and I was experiencing the night on my own. And a young lady brought me back to her house, and I was, like, kind of, like, tripping, sitting on a bed, and, like, we were about to make love. And she came out of the bathroom and, like, pressed play, and it was, like, one of those, like, funk flex songs. Like, if you got a $100 bill, put your hand up. And I was just like, yo, what is going on? It was freaking me out. And she went back in the bathroom. I literally put on my clothes and ran out of the apartment.
That's
like,
so crazy.
It fucking scared the hell out of me. I was like, this is too weird. And, like, never again.
That sounds so like a scene from Scary Movie.
Yeah,
no, shit all over these walls.
And she came out and said, let's get it popping. And I was like, oh my God. No, 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 no.
I once hooked up with this guy in college, and he put on AFI. And I literally walked out because I was like, no, this is not happening.
It's dope to play music.
I mean, like, if the music's already on, sure.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, to, like...
Yeah.
Put on a specific, like, thing is...
Yeah, crazy. Like, hold on. Yeah. Let me start my sex
playlist.
Yeah,
let me set the mood. Chill.
Listen, I wouldn't be mad if someone was just playing The Weeknd on repeat.
You guys, I did have sex recently to the new Drake album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was running through the six with my wolves.
Exactly. You and every other white girl in America.
Me and the rest of Soho having sex with assholes.
Oh my God.
To Drake.
Who also loved Drake and was wearing like a blue fucking button down.
Wait, I think one of my favorite Instagrams lately, I think it was the Fat Jew, and I think it was a picture of Drake in like an Escalade peeking out the window, and then the caption was running through the six with my woes. I think it was either Fuck Jerry or the Fat Jew. And
isn't it always Fuck Jerry or the Fat Jew?
Basically,
what
yeah.
came first, the chicken or the egg, you know? Like,
isn't it also Johnny Famous though?
No,
yeah,
no,
Johnny Famous.
No,
woo,
no,
woo,
no.
Woo. Ow, ow.
I think I'm gonna make a really scummy sex playlist and
see what happens. I would love that. Would you talk about it on the show with us when it happens?
Yes. Which might not be for months and months and months, but what do you guys think the five worst songs to have sex to would be?
Wow.
Like embarrassing. I think all my life.
That's dope. That's killer.
Someone like you.
Or also That's the Armageddon great. Song.
What's the song what from?
Are we saying like Cruel embarrassing Intentions? Or like yes?
Colorblind.
That's a beautiful song.
Which is what I'm trying to do.
It's a beautiful song, though.
Are you talking about like what's embarrassing or like what's killer?
Because all things, killer and embarrassing.
Like, there's such a fine line. Like if you played Levels by Avicii, I'd be like, what are you doing? But also, I love
Hell
you.
Yeah.
Like this is Levels dope. By Avicii. Like that's killer. You guys, hold on. Let's set the mood. Like
yeah.
we're playing Avicii in here.
I think if
feeling
on
your booty,
big room yeah. house, I'd be like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I don't know. If someone were to put on that Justin Bieber, Skrillex, I need you,
Big Room House.
I need you.
I'm trying to think of like...
I mean like with drops and like,
oh,
like
hell
you're like
yeah.
at a fucking like Las Vegas club.
I would be more scared of like that like Colorblind. Like that would I would be like, this is freaking me out.
That's my vote.
I'd be like, oh
Colorblind.
God, what are we...
They just want Sandstorm. Have someone be like...
If you're playing colorblind, I think like you're definitely you're, like steal my license style? And like make a copy of it and like, you know.
Yeah. The thong song, that would kill it for me.
You guys, that...
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yes.
But that could be kinky, too.
In what way?
Guys, all kinds of plastic objects.
I think it's time for a transition.
Bung, bung.
Into our sexploration. Because you're Barbie, right. Come on, Barbie, let's go party sex times. What does that make moi think of? Oh, I don't know. Anime porn.
Yeah, so let's talk about sex, baby.
Let's talk about sex,
you and me. All right, so this week on Sexploration, we're talking about anime porn.
Yes.
Yeah, which is definitely something that I've never watched before and had to watch some of it before today's conversation.
I watched 47 seconds of it right before we started this podcast.
And it was hot. Let me tell you, yeah, they're doing shit I've never even seen in real porn.
The thing all the listeners should know out there is we do our research before we talk about something. So
at least 45 seconds.
At least
45 seconds of anime porn research was done today. Yeah.
But in Sexploration, we talk about things that we are just genuinely interested in. And I'm genuinely interested in learning about anime porn and what the deal is and who is into this kind of thing. Greta, enlighten me, please.
Well, anime porn is really interesting because, you know, it's cartoons fucking in really crazy ways. But what I think is cool about anime porn... So, okay, I don't masturbate to anime porn. Let me just throw it out there. But I'm not opposed, but it's not my thing. I'm not turned on by cartoons. I need to see, like, real flesh and real dicks. But what's cool about anime porn is these people can be, like, fucking in the future on Mars. Their bodies can, like, split in half, and, like, disintegrate into, like, dust and, like, reform as a giant throbbing 90-inch dick that's going to be, like, piercing the moon that is an asshole in the universe of a vagina. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's limitless, people.
So it's really gorgeous. It's really fantasy-based.
It's... Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to tell us, Greta?
It's 100%
Greta's got real red.
Yes. But what's really actually fascinating about anime is that it originates from hentai, which is like ancient Japanese art of like octopuses eating ladies' vaginas and stuff. I'm serious. You guys know that painting. Let me pull it up for you.
Ladies, I just want to let you all know that Lo is a graduate of UCLA, and it's
my degree's in art history.
And it's
she minored in anime porn.
There wow, that's beautiful.
This is like the most famous hentai image.
What
is that piece called? The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife from 1814 is a classic of Japanese erotic art. And what we have here is an octopus performing cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Yes.
Not on a lady. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Google this shit if you've never seen it.
It's beautiful.
I want to know who out there is super into anime porn, because I think it would surprise all of us the person that's really into anime.
Would it? It's like, you know, like some like 400-pound guy that lives in his mom's basement and like eats peanut M&Ms and like goes to Comic-Con.
No. I think, no. Johnny, I'm sure you have friends that are into it. Some guy friends.
It's funny. Like,
or some girlfriends.
Ask your guy friends what kind of porn they watch. Yeah. It really cracks me up. Like, because like you'll be like, what? Like, I asked a friend recently. I was like, what kind of porn do you watch? And he told me, and I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard. And he's Johnny, like a mad normal dude.
Johnny, what kind of porn do you watch?
I don't know. We could pull up my favorites on YouPorn. Like, I don't know. They're like kind of like.
Do you favorite vids on YouPorn?
Without a doubt.
You don't clear your history?
Absolutely not. Why be ashamed?
YouPorn is a free porn website, like RedTube,
Pornhub.
Right, okay. Yeah. I've heard of those two.
Those are the only two that I know of.
Me too.
I only go on RedTube, and for some reason, I usually can only watch lesbian porn. Because I can't
Greta.
I can't watch dudes, gross, like, really jacked dudes with, like, an armband tat, like, viciously slap a vagina that doesn't
Do you think there's hipster porn that exists?
100%.
Where do you find hipster
Isn't
porn?
Isn't that, like, Sasha Grey's whole thing? Wasn't she, like, the queen of, like, hipster porn?
No, she was on Entourage.
Listen.
Yes, yes she was.
She probably still has sex with, like, the arm tattooed man with the whatever.
I don't know. She was really into, like, anal shit.
I don't know. Is there, like, porn for, like, average people?
No, you want to lie. Sometimes I just want to watch a good old American fucking. Like, that's it. Like, it'll be like my college boyfriend. I'll be like, I'll click on that. Like, that looks nice. Just like two people. So it's very voyeuristic, which is even more perverted.
My college boyfriend. Yeah. I think that the people, if you make anime porn, I'm going to throw something out there because I'm interested in maybe seeing this. Maybe make like a really plain Jane cartoon family have really normal sex.
Yeah. Also, the voiceover work for anime porn.
I feel like that would be comedy
more. Yes, that would be funny. But anime porn is funny. Like, who exactly? Who does the voice work?
Yeah, the soundtrack is like pretty great. Like, I'm wondering who's scoring it because it's beautiful.
Is anime porn like primarily just a Japanese thing?
No.
It's Asian.
But that one anime porn that we were watching earlier, that sounded very American or Canadian.
I mean, the voiceovers, but the women depicted were clearly Japanese.
I think that anime as a genre is linked to Japan, Japanese culture.
Right. I guess my point is I think that, like, culturally, it's, like, fairly accepted there. Mm-hmm. And you can buy it in a lot of places. Yeah. And, like, they're very free over there. They're, like, very strict on some things, very free in other things. Like, you can buy dirty underwear in Japan out of a vending machine.
Okay, but that's also because in Japan, they're extremely like, as people, they're very sexually repressed people. Like, women there are really, really, really... There's a photographer, a Japanese photographer that became very famous for shooting all these Japanese women in bondage and like crazy positions because they wanted to like get freaky and like let their freak flag fly. And that's not as accepted there as it is.
Have you ever seen like actual Japanese porn, like pornography? It's really weird. They blur out the genitals.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're having sex, but like, it's like the dicks are blurred out. Like you will not see them. Not the other side, but just the male part fully blocked out. Like,
so
you cannot.
Is that why there's anime? So that they can,
they can show the huge dick.
So. Well, that's like show like a little butthole.
So Araki is
it's a tiny little butthole.
A little kiss.
Can we talk about what we saw before? Because Lo was like, honestly, before we started, she was like, I'm going to watch some anime porn. And you can't see us visually, but we're at a round table, and I'm sitting lowest to my left with a laptop in front of her. And when she was watching it, I just kind of peeked over, and I was like, "What is going on here?" And she was just watching quietly, watching anime porn. And this was the quote that I heard, which made me look, "Oh my God, your cum tastes so good." So I was like, "Okay, now I'm interested." I looked over, and it was just a Japanese woman pouring it into a wine glass on ice, and they were in literally outer space, not on a planet. They were floating in space, fucking. And I was like, this is ill.
Yeah. I'm so confused as to the ice, why there was ice in the wine, and why...
No, ice in the cum in a wine glass.
I know. Because and why like, there was cum in there. Yeah. But, like, first off, why is there ice in wine?
Yeah. This is fantasy, Julie. Didn't we clear that up in the very beginning?
It's like a white Russian. Could you ever imagine having a warm white Russian?
That is sick.
That's
Greta.
Really... That's well done. well done.
Just saying.
I mean, yeah.
I love how Johnny just goes, oh, shit.
Away.
But yeah, if you watch anime porn, if you have a favorite vid, please share it with us.
But also in a safe place.
Yeah.
So you don't get kicked off line.
NSFW.
We're not trying to get anyone kicked off line here.
Email it to me personally. It's gtitleman@gmail.com.
Or you can find her on 14 dating apps under Greta.
Yeah, that's it.
You're widely available.
I'm wildly available.
Can I actually just look this up while we're sitting here because I was reading something. Like, I won't read a book, but like you give me a BuzzFeed like top 10 list about like weird shit, I'm like, I'll read that.
Yeah. Well, that's the issue with how we intake everything nowadays.
Yeah, no, I'm just
would
like
you
a full...
read a book that was like a 10?
No, I get scared by a book, but I'm on to like, where are they now? Child celebrities, all grown up? Like, I'm clicking that and like checking it out. So I saw one yesterday that was like the 15 weirdest sex fetishes, and I was like, let me check that out. Like, that sounds kind of rad. And I found one called agalomatophilia, which is the attraction to fucking a mannequin or a statue.
I don't like that.
What?
And I think like, I was like, that's really creepy. Killer. Because I thought of as a kid, I used to think mannequins were really hot in store windows. I know, sounds very perverted, but I just remember being little, being like, they all look so put together. Like, I really like that mannequin. And I never thought of it as, I haven't thought about it as an adult, but I saw it yesterday and I was like, I'm not alone here.
Oh my
like,
God. Interesting.
Someone else out here thinks that a mannequin could
be hot.
But
it's sort of, it's just like a stationary thing.
How that's, do you fuck
like
it?
That's like the
fruit. Don't ask me, I'm never going to.
But I guess the people
we
get
all
dolls.
Know what Johnny's going to do right after we turn this
no,
on.
No, I'm stealing a mannequin from American Apparel dolls, and bringing it home.
Like, what was Brought that one movie where it. Like the guy got a doll made of his girlfriend and like molded her vagina?
Oh,
Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, Lars and the Real Girl.
No, but Lars and the Real Girl, he didn't. Have
I don't know. Maybe
sex.
Not that.
He just like loved the doll.
Gosling.
But that's what I mean. Yeah, like that
guy's got so much talent, bro.
I love him. Love Ryan Gosling. I love him.
I'm happy for you. I think that's enough sex chit chat for today,
yes.
My dear friends. We are moving on to everybody's favorite segment. Jilly Hendrix taking it away with Notes to My Selfie. Notes to myself.
I really enjoy your notes to my selfie. I read them on Instagram, and I'll be honest, I laugh a lot of the times. So I'm like, that was really funny. Like, this is a good thing you've come up with.
Me too.
Cheers to you.
Thanks, guys.
Well
now,
done.
Now for my mysterious intro. Notes to My Selfie by Jilly Hendrix.
When people need more money, they're like, what if I become a stripper? And it's like, what if you stop drinking lattes?
Notes to My Selfie by Jilly Hendrix.
Well done. Well, other than that, we only get one? Can we get a couple?
You know.
You have to listen next week.
One,
Johnny.
You know, one a podcast. One a podcast, Johnny. But tune in next week and you'll get another.
No.
Or just check out Jilly's Instagram, Jilly Hendrix, hashtag Notes to My Selfie. All right, team. Let's get this wrapped up with our lady love of the week. Jilly, you want to tell us who she is?
Our lady love this week is J-Lo.
Honestly,
AKA
air horn, because she is
J-Lo, Jenny from the Block. She's Jennifer Lopez, J-Money. I don't know if she has any other nicknames.
You know, Jennifer Lopez also rides the six, so
that's true.
She's so hot, it's
she
crazy.
Is.
Still.
Yeah.
She's
still.
The most banging bod. That's like body inspo right there.
Her skin, her bod, and you know what? I've heard she's a big old bitch, but I don't give a shit because she is
really?
Amazing.
I haven't heard that. I feel like she's such an angel. She's like so angelic with the way she speaks.
Come on the show, Jenny. Let's find out.
DM her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually follow J-Lo on Instagram, and she always posts the best pictures, and she posts a lot of videos, and I feel like I'm one of her, I feel like I'm close to her. Pretty excited.
She's like a
it.
Forever hot. Like, yeah. As a man, she's forever hot. She's like Elle McPherson. Like, she'll never be unhot.
She just is so, so beautiful. Do you think that she gets daily body facials like Madonna?
I don't know, but I do think that she... I just give her so many props. She just does not stop hustling. Like, she's always relevant in some capacity.
I would love her to be in a new movie because, like, Made in Manhattan, The Wedding Planner, like, I loved those movies. Those were
Monster in Law.
Oh yeah,
with see, Jane like, Fonda.
I would love J-Lo to be in another rom com.
Did you not see The Boy Next Door?
I did not see The Boy
Actually,
Next Door.
I didn't see it.
That movie was hot.
Not only did I
Johnny,
see it,
tell us
I
about it.
Ordered it on pay-per-view and then fell asleep and reordered pay-per-view. How old am I? on demand, ordered it, fell asleep, and I was like, oh, no. I must see what happens at the end of this picture, and reordered it. So I bought it twice. Shout out to J-Lo. It's just a gorgeous, you know, it's a gorgeous thriller about yeah. It's a common story of a single mother trying to get back on her feet, recently divorced, and, you know, who doesn't have, like, a hot, psychotic
Super
neighbor.
Super hot, psychotic neighbor.
Who lies about being in high school to sexually have his way with her one night to then stalk her and like,
threaten
beat her high
her
school.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened to me numerous times.
You know,
so like,
it sounds quite different from The Wedding Planner and Made in Manhattan, but I will have to check it out.
Oh, you want rom-com J-Lo.
I want rom-com
okay,
J-Lo.
I respect
I
that.
Do. I love it.
It's I like, just want her skin. It's so amazing.
Remember J-Lo when she dated Ben Affleck?
Of course.
And remember what Ben Affleck looked like when they dated? He was like tan and had really nice hair.
And had like,
yes.
He became instantly like Puerto Rican. Like,
yeah.
They started dating and he had like a fucking shoulder tattoo and they were like on a boat in my, he had a Caesar and he was like biting her butt. And I was like, Ben Affleck's like part Cuban, like, right? Like, you're like, oh, his aunt's like a quarter Dominican. Like, it all works. Like,
the thing, I saw something about Ben Affleck, and it was like, Ben Affleck has a lower back tattoo. And I was like, what? And it was probably from his J-Lo days.
Yeah. You guys, seriously, when they got together, they were one of the biggest celebrity couples, like, of the time.
What was their celebrity name?
Ben is single.
Yes.
How could you forget?
Ben is single now. Maybe they'll reunite, you guys, and we can have our dreams come true.
Maybe they will get back together. Bennifer 2.0 reunion status.
He's still kind of Bennifer. Isn't his wife's name Jennifer also?
But they're getting a divorce.
Who, the girl from the Punch movie?
Yeah.
The boxing movie?
Jennifer Garner. Phenomenal actress.
Great actress. They're getting divorced?
Wait, was she in a boxing movie? They were in Daredevil together.
I thought that was Hilary Swank.
I'm thinking Hilary Swank. Yeah.
In Million Dollar Baby.
That she won an Oscar for?
I'm like, I'm a quarter retarded. Just let me live.
All right, guys. That is it for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lady Lovin'. Check us out on the internet, ladylovin.com. Tweet at me, @LoBosworth, if you have questions or want to participate. And we will see you next week. Peace. Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, guys, Johnny. Thank you, guys, Johnny. Are really lovely.
Bye-bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.